SRN News. I'm Keith Peters in Washington. There's a list of undecided cases before the Supreme Court.
There are still 16 cases before the court as it enters the home stretch of its current term. One is an emergency appeal to allow the Trump administration to enforce Trump's executive order on birthright citizenship. Other cases include a religious rights case over LGBTQ storybooks in public schools, congressional districting in Louisiana, and a Texas online pornography case. The Supreme Court typically aims to finish its work by the end of June. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Today, the court ruled 6-3 that the state of Tennessee could enforce its ban on puberty blockers, hormone treatments, and sex change operations on children. Iran is rejecting President Trump's call for surrender.
Iran's supreme leader is warning that any military involvement by the Americans would cause irreparable damage to the United States. President Trump dismissed that warning, saying good luck. He claimed that Iran's got a lot of trouble and they want to negotiate, and that war can still be avoided.
Nothing's finished until it's finished. You know, war is very complex. A lot of bad things can happen.
Asked if he's decided about ordering a military strike on Iran, the president said, I may do it, I may not do it. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Republican Senator Steve Daines says his party will have to pull out all the stops to pass the president's tax bill.
I think at this point, there's a handful of members right now that are expressing some concerns. We can lose three. If we lose four, we got a problem. Three takes it to 50-50. You bring J.D. Vance in and we break the tie.
Daines spoke to the Salem Radio Network. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 44 points. The Nasdaq rose 25. This is SRN News. Children's Hospital in Los Angeles is getting out of the transgender business.
Officials say they will close the Center for Trans Youth Health and Development now that President Trump has cut funding off for it. Mr. Trump has placed a general ban on the use of taxpayer dollars to fund sex change operations and the use of puberty blockers on children, as well as the promotion of transgenderism. The L.A. hospital had been one of the leading practitioners of sex change surgeries and is facing at least one lawsuit from an unhappy patient. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The latest addition to the Copenhagen skyline is a tall 12-sided wooden building bearing the sign Denmark's First Tiny Church. The 800-square-foot construction was unveiled Sunday and is an outpost of the local Evangelical Lutheran Church. The parish's leaders saw a need for extra space as the Danish capital is expected to grow by 20% over the next decade. This is SRN News. One of sports' most iconic teams is changing hands in a record deal. Correspondent Gethin Kulbaugh reports on the sale of a 17-time NBA title-winning franchise.
The Buss family has agreed to sell the controlling stake of the Los Angeles Lakers to TWG Global CEO Mark Walter, doing so with a franchise valuation of $10 billion, the most ever for a professional sports franchise. Jeannie Buss, whose family has had control of the Lakers since her father bought the team in 1979, intends to remain as governor. Walter is part of the ownership of many other franchises, including the Los Angeles Dodgers, Chelsea FC, the Los Angeles Sparks, and several auto racing teams. I'm Gethin Kulbaugh.
Jeannie Buss will still own at least 15% of the Lakers once the transaction's completed. More details at srnnews.com. From Washington, I'm Keith Peters.